When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Play John. Play Frank. Yankees win.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, New York, we are doing it. Postseason baseball seems like it's certain at this point. Don't jinx anything. I know, but on both sides, you're just getting the vibe that, okay, they're finding ways to win and they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're handling business. This is the time to handle your business. There is no time left to make mistakes, to let games slip. This is it. 888-808-1019. It is a football Friday on The Fan. You got me till 2 a.m. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, KM to 2 a.m. We're going to talk about the Yankees, but you just heard the Yankee postgame. You just heard the Yankee broadcast. So before I get flooded with calls, let's talk about the Make It Happen Mets. And for you weirdo Yankee fans that don't understand, it is my job to talk about the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. I have an issue with some of the lame loser Met fans that I've run into online, but they don't exist in real life. As far as this Mets team goes that I watch every night, or I listen to Howie Rose and Pat McCarthy and Keith Radcall the games on 880, I like these guys. Francisco Alvarez, I told you a long time ago, that's my favorite Met. And yeah, he struggled a little bit, but he's young. He's a winning player. He's an alpha. He's a leader. He's got the best tatted on his neck, El Troll. And tonight, when he hit that bomb straight down the left field line off Aaron Nola, my first reaction was, Francisco Alvarez, you dirty dog. The great Sweeney Murdy used to say, three-run home runs win ball games. Well, if you hit 2 3-run homers in an inning, that's like a 90% chance you're going to win. If you hit 3 3-run homers in a ball game, 100% chance you should win that game. Mets fans, call me up at 888-808-1019. Jose Quintana has gotten his act together because there is no time left to not have your act together. The Mets have held guys accountable all year. If you don't produce, you don't play. And guys are producing. As hard as we've been on Pete Alonso, Pete Alonso showed up tonight. He showed up tonight in Philly with his glove and his bat, making plays at first base and tacking on late. I mean, the whole defense made plays. The three runs that the Phillies tacked on late, the four hits, you're not worried about that. That was dominant. 14 hits, 11 runs, and that game was over in the fifth inning. You knew it, I knew it, and all those goofy Philly fans on a Friday night that came through Xfinity Live and got drunk and watched their team run out there in those goofy-ass City Connect uniforms, they got smacked and they had to sit there and shut up, and there was a good amount of Mets fans down there. Good. Good. Because you understand, you handle business right now in Philadelphia, and then when they come back to Queens, you handle business. You set the tone right now. You smack them right now. You let them know that this team's not going lightly. It's been a while since they've seen you. The London series was in early June. How much has changed with the Mets since early June? Everything. Everything. I call them the Make It Happen Mets. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. And the Mets have been making it happen. I don't know how you can watch this team and think the other shoe is about to drop. I don't know how you could watch this team as a Yankee fan and root against them unless you absolutely just hate the Mets. It has nothing to do with the Yankees and their pursuit for first place and the number one seed in the American League. This Mets team is fun to root for. They are resilient. They have been left for dead 9 times, and they have 9 lives. They might have another one just in case it gets a little trippy here, and I don't know, they lose a couple games. They may come back from the dead again. They're a fun team to watch. Francisco Alvarez with a three-run bomb. Brandon Nimmo is a baller. He hits one out. Good to see him get going. A three-run bomb. Oh, and let's go Yankee Mets. Harrison Bader. He's like that. Yankee fans know he's like that. When the lights are bright, he's ready to rock. So, good night for the Mets down the turnpike. Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Sending a message to all of Pennsylvania and South Jersey that these Mets mean business. And these Mets don't just plan on getting into the wild card now. It's not just eyes on the third wild card spot. Dream bigger. Not going to get ahead of ourselves here, but you're allowed to dream bigger with some 15, 16 games left in this baseball season. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I know you Yankee fans want to talk about that one tonight. That's game of the year. All rise. Here comes the judge. You knew at some point, right? It wasn't going to be forever. What do you have, like 75 plate appearances, 16 games? I don't want to hear another word about Paw Patrol. I don't watch those kiddie shows. My son watches Elmo, and that's pretty much it. La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo song. That's all we do in my house. We don't do Paw Patrol. I don't believe in the Paw Patrol curse. It's got nothing to do with Aaron Judge and his performance. He's a human being. Even though there's a lot of times we think he's a cyborg, we think he's a robot, we think he's an alien, a mutant, the juggernaut, like the juggernaut. I just look at this guy in that moment, and I had all the faith in the world. I tweeted out, all rise, Judge, now is the time. If they're going to pitch to Aaron Judge, Aaron Judge has to do that. If they're going to have the audacity to forget that this guy already had 51 bombs, that this guy had a stretch where he had 9 home runs in 10 games, like, if they're going to forget that this guy is the leading candidate for the MVP, also chasing a triple crown, already has an MVP, already has the American League home run title. If they're going to forget that, Alex Cora, if they're going to forget that, Boston Red Sox, then get got. 888-808-1019. What a game to come back from. What a game to come back from. Because when the lineup came out today and you see that Richard Fitz, a.k.a. Richard Dick Fitz, this guy is the emergency starter for the Boston Red Sox today. And you could have asked me to name 10 names, and I wouldn't have been able to come up with his name as a guy that we traded to the Red Sox in the deal for Alex Verdugo. You knew that he was going to dominate the Yankees. The Yankees turn anybody into an ace. This guy comes out there as an emergency starter in his second start. A guy that's happy that he's traded in the Yankees-Red Sox deal because, oh, those don't happen a lot. I'm forever in history. And Tanner Houck goes down, and they have to go to this guy. You just knew in your heart of hearts. I think Rami Lavie put out, like, yeah, this guy's going to shut down the Yankees. And he did for a while. And in the beginning of the game, fans were pissed off, myself included, because we were like, where is Dominguez? You know, the old piss on my head, tell me it's raining thing. Like, it's raining. Because with Dominguez, I was told, there's no lane for Jason Dominguez. With Dominguez, I was also told that Alex Verdugo gives us a better chance to win. With Dominguez, I was told that when he comes up, he has to play every day. When he comes up, he's going to play a lot. I mean, he just came up this week. It's Friday. He was up here Monday. He's already been out of the lineup a couple times. Whatever. I have positive energy, bro. TWTW, bro. The will to win. The Yankees have the will to win. That's a 3-game win streak after back-to-back walk-offs. Riveting. Let's focus on the positive. Instead of me talking about Mark Leiter Jr., a waste of a trade in the trade deadline, when you needed relievers, like when Michael Kopech was available, Tanner Scott I really wanted, there's a bunch of other names. You can even look at like what Phil Maton has done for the Mets. When you needed a high-leverage reliever because Clay Holmes was leading the league in blown saves then, you get us Mark Leiter Jr., and, I mean, this guy has to give up runs. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to focus on that because you know what? They bailed him out just like they bailed Clay out a couple days ago. They're bailing everybody out. Jazz Chisholm just has to run into outs on the base paths. Don't worry, Jazz will bail you out. Gleyber Torres, brain shuts off. doesn't move, doesn't field his position, top of the six, that leads to, you know what, you watch the game. I don't have to tell you. But they bail each other out. And that's a sign of a team rounding into form. That's a sign of a team believing in each other and saying, hey, 27 outs or however many outs it takes and Manfred's man on second extras, whatever. Like, we're going to get it done because we have to find a way to stack wins right now so we can win this division. 888-808-1019. And a guy that is a weapon right now, helping the Yankees as they have a three-game lead and look to win the American League East. The Weave Dog. I call him Weavy Wonder. That's my closer. Luke Sky Weaver. He's the guy. They say he's a psychopath. Aren't we all psychopaths when it comes to the Yankees and those last few outs and winning the game? Yeah, Luke Dream Weaver. Glad to have you. I mean, what? This guy is electric. And he's got some swing and miss stuff. He's got a put away pitch. That's the closer. And I don't care if Aaron Boone is noncommittal. I don't care what they say. It ain't Clay Holmes. And if they want to be creative, don't get too creative when this guy is relishing in the opportunity to be that. I love his personality. I love his humor. And, man, when he gets those strikeouts, a six-out save tonight, he is fired up. The stadium's fired up. That's what it's supposed to look like. That's postseason energy in the Bronx. I'm so mad I didn't go to that game tonight. I've been taking a little break. But shout-out to you if you were there. If you're still driving home from Yankee Stadium, call me up, 888-808-1019. We're going to talk about Clark Schmidt. We're going to talk about Marcus Stroman. We're going to talk about Nestor Cortez. We're going to talk about Anthony Volpe. Anthony Rizzo got going a little bit. I mean, he's got a little history with the Red Sox, so maybe seeing the Red Sox got him to come alive a little bit. We're going to talk about Gleyber Torres leading off and how I just can't hate on Gleyber Torres because he's been our best hitter this month. Longer. So, you know, unfortunately it is what it is with the Gleyber Torres experience, but man, we've been looking for a leadoff hitter all year, and it took all year for Gleyber Torres to just play free and go out there and actually be his true self. At some point tonight, later in the night, we will get to my NFL picks for week two. I am doing a collab with The Block 94.7, our sister station, where I wrap my picks. So we'll play that, and we'll talk about all of the matchups coming up this week. If you guys want to talk about Shannon Sharpe, I don't really want to do that. If you guys want to talk about Tyreek Hill and the Miami-Dade Police, I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk about Tua either. There are not that many baseball nights left. And we are heading into October where we should have postseason baseball in the Bronx and in Queens. Let's live in it. Let's have a good Friday night. We will get to Football Friday stuff. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Hopefully Francisco Lindor is okay. Hopefully his back is just that they get treatment. I'm looking at it on the screen right now in real time. When I saw that, I didn't think he was hurt, but then they took him out of the game. And I'm like, this is a guy that plays every day. Good spot to get him off his feet. You're up 10-0. But hopefully he gets treatment. He sleeps it off. He's very in shape. He eats right. And hopefully he's able to bounce back, because that's the one thing that you don't need. That's the one thing that has come out of tonight that isn't so great. The MVP has got lower back soreness. Just slide, bro. Just slide. Get down on this. It is what it is. Mets fans, call me up. Yankee fans, call me up. Football fans, call me up. Fans of The Fan, call me up. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. It's a Friday night, Friday the 13th. Again, coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.